there's really only one thing that we can do in this universe that can initiate harm, and that is to steal, to wrongfully steal someone's life, rights, or property. What is going on? It's your boy, David Greenberg here, creator and founder of freedomvibe.art. We're committed to helping free humanity from its current state of enslavement through education and art, through teaching and understanding the principles of natural law. On today's video, I want to answer the question, what is a right? This is a really important question. And of course, it's not going to be the entire body of knowledge because, hey, if you have a couple of days or a couple of weeks, we can go through everything. But since this question comes up a lot, I want to be able to answer it for you to be free as a sovereign being. You're going to need to know what a right is, to understand it fully, and to apply that in your own life. And what I'm going to be sharing today, this is not my opinion. This is not conjecture. This is not my definition of what a right is. This is the actual definition that is built into nature, built into this universe. So what is a right? Well, I'll start off by giving the actual definition, and then we'll break it down to really understand it at a deeper level. So a right, concisely, is any action or any behavior that an individual may take which does not initiate harm against any other sentient being. So let me repeat that. A right is any action, physically manifested action, any behavior in the physically manifested world, which does not initiate harm against any other sentient being. So let's break it down a little bit. So the first part is very important. It's any action or behavior. Rights apply to physical actions. They apply to behaviors. They do not apply to thoughts and feelings. Thoughts and feelings, they're part of our internal world. They are not subject to the external world. Essentially, others really can't know your thoughts and feelings until you divulge them. So we automatically can think and feel anything we wish because it's part of our internal world. So rights always and only ever apply to actions, to behaviors, things that we do, things that we can do, things that we may do. There's no such thing as group rights or rights that apply to a population or a group or a subgroup. Doesn't exist. It's a meaningless concept. Rights apply to individuals. So you have rights and I have rights. As we'll see in a minute, we all have the same rights, but I don't want to get ahead of myself here. A little bit of foreshadowing. So individuals have rights. So you have rights, I have rights, that person over there has rights, everybody in the world has rights. Even animals have rights and non-human beings, other species that may live on other planets, they also have rights because it's a universal concept. So what's the qualifier? Any choice of action or any action or behavior which does not initiate harm against other sentient beings. So what does it mean to initiate harm? To initiate harm is basically, there's really only one thing that we can do in this universe that can initiate harm, and that is to steal, to wrongfully steal someone's life, rights, or property. There are seven deadly sins, if you want to call it that. They're not really sins in the religious sense, but we can think of them as the seven transgressions of natural law. And those are murder, assault, rape, theft of property, trespassing, coercion, and deception, or willfully lying. The seven deadly sins, if you will. So the best way to define a right is to define it apophatically, which basically means to define it in the negative. In other words, to say what it is not. So a right is any action or behavior that is not theft of life, rights, or property, not any of the seven transgressions of natural law. So what does that mean? Well, obviously, you and I both know, with your basic intelligence, that we can take infinite numbers of actions. There's infinite things we can do. There is literally no limit to the actions that we can take. Therefore, we have infinite rights. And that's the good news. We have infinite rights. There's an infinite number of rights that every sentient being has in this universe. It's that simple. Now, as such, as you can tell, we all have the same infinite rights. I have the same rights. You have the same rights. In that regard, we already have equal rights under natural law. There is no need to try to equalize anything or make things more fair, they're already as fair as they can be, because literally every human being in the universe has infinite rights and has the same rights. No one has any more rights than anyone else. No one has any less rights than anyone else. Rights are built into nature. This is the built into nature definition. It's not man-made. Therefore, no human being may either grant rights or take them away. There's no such thing as no human granted rights or rights that are given by the king or by the government or anything like that. It's all complete nonsense. Rights are built into nature. They are universal, meaning if you happen to travel to Mars tomorrow, for whatever reason, let's say you wanted to have lunch on Mars, you would have the same rights as you did on Earth. If you happen to be fortunate enough to live 3,000 years from now or 10,000 years from now, or maybe you're reincarnated, maybe you figured out a way to live 10,000 years, whatever, you would have the same rights that you have right now. Okay, they never go away and they never change. That definition is eternal. It is universal and eternal and immutable. So that's all good news. The bad news is that most people, if you ask them what a right is, they can't even give you that very, very basic definition. And this is a problem, because if you don't know what a right is, then at some point you're going to violate natural law and you're going to commit wrongs. You may do it willfully, or you may just do it because you have not educated yourself to understand what a right is. Although I would argue that deep down inside, we all know in our hearts and our souls what a right is. It's just we lie to ourselves about it. We claim that we don't know what rights are, but we're really just lying to ourselves. And then some people are actually lying to others. We can call them criminals, which willfully lie and willfully violate natural law, knowing full well that that's what they're doing. So although it's not the entire story, a large part of why the world is the way it is today, why there's so much conflict, strife, so much violence, coercion, and chaos, and slavery, is because such a basic thing as understanding the objective difference between right and wrong behavior and what is actually a right is simply not understood. So part of my work as a de-occultist, as the creator of freedomvibe.art, is to create videos like this, where I come on here and just give it to you straight up in street language. And I just tell you, you want to be free? Here's what you need to know about rights. So what I do, even though I come on here and I tend to repeat myself a lot, is just to give you the straight dope about what a right actually is. So what I want to encourage you to do, if you've stuck with me all the way through this fairly short video, meditate on this a bit and just study it and just come to understand it at a deeper level, not just at the intellectual level. And then see how you can start to embody that in your day-to-day life for yourself. Always start with yourself first. Don't try to go convince others until you've got it nailed for yourself. That's another thing that goes on in the world, is people don't know what a right is and they're going around trying to create justice in the world, and it's just a recipe for disaster. So what I do through Freedom Vibe is I vibe with you on these kind of topics, and I come and share and de-occult deeply hidden truths about the nature of reality so that we actually have a real chance to be free. So if you appreciate that, there's a couple ways you can help. Obviously, liking this video is going to be a real simple, free and easy way to do that. Subscribing to the channel, or to following me on all the different social media platforms. And if you want to go deeper, obviously reach out and have a conversation. If you really like this content, you want to kind of help me do more of this, then consider a monetary donation, even a small one. If you send a dollar of your own free will just to say thank you, or whatever amount, it would mean so much to me. So this is the kind of content you can expect from me. I'm going to do more content like this. I'm really trying to level it up here on the channel. So definitely subscribe if this is valuable. And yeah, like I said, this one video is not going to give you the entire blueprint to freedom. This is just kind of one step along the way. So definitely stick with it. That's why initiates into occult knowledge are called initiates, because you're initiating, you're starting. It never actually finishes. But the point is to start. Comment below this video any questions you've got, anything you want to share, anything I could have explained better. Keep it respectful. I know there's a lot of people who disagree because people have been poorly educated about these things, and people are going to come along and say, oh, rights are actually humans. Humans make up rights, or rights are whatever you think they are. Unfortunately, we're going to get some of that. But look, if we want to actually be free as human beings, then this is what it's going to take. So I appreciate you. Thanks so much, and I'll see you on the next video.